USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he hopes to bring people back to work in less than 3 weeks. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg says somewhere around Easter time.
An optimistic President Trump says the United States is not built to be shut down. As far as when President Trump believes things can get back to normal?
I'd love to have it open by Easter. Okay, I would to have it open by Easter. I will tell you that right now. I would love to have that. It's such an important day for other reasons, but I'll make it an important day for this, too. I would love to have the country opened up and just raring to go by Easter.
Dr. Tony Fauci, who's on President Trump's coronavirus task force, does say that Easter goal is very flexible. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
I was talking with a business colleague, Mark, down in Las Vegas. We were talking about other things. He said, by the way, I bought your MyPillow. You did? He says, yeah, I went to MyPillow.com, used your promo code USA, and guess what? It's wonderful. I've had a great night's sleep, and you can have a good night's sleep, too. With somebody like Mark, who is so incredibly busy with all the things that he does, he needs a good night's sleep, and he gets one now with his MyPillow, just like I do. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. You can buy one, get one free. Special continues on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, washable, dryable. Get that with any other pillow. Yeah, right. Get it with your MyPillow. Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, use the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and get the best night's sleep of your life.
With New York becoming the American epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak, officials are urging anyone who has recently left the city to be self-quarantined for 14 days.
What we're seeing now is that, understandably, people want to get out of New York. They're going to Florida. They're going to Long Island. They're going to different places.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says about 1 in 1,000 people leaving New York may be carrying the virus with them.
That's about 8 to 10 times more than in other areas.
Vice President Mike Pence said the government had sent 2,000 ventilators to New York. 2,000 more are on the way. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said they were very close to making a deal. The news sparked investors with a big rally on Wall Street. The Dow closed up more than 2,100 points, which is a rise of 11%. The S&P 500 was up 210 points, and the NASDAQ was up 557. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A controversial celebrity memoir is now hitting the shelves. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
Director and actor Woody Allen's memoir, dropped by its original publisher after widespread criticism, has with little fanfare found a new home. Arcade Publishing, an imprint of closely held Skyhorse Publishing, says it's acquired the global rights to Apropos of Nothing, and it's already published the book. Arcade's co-founder Jeanette Seaver saying, in this strange time when truth is too often dismissed as fake news, publishers prefer to give a voice to a respected artist rather than bow to those who are determined to silence them. The book was dropped earlier this month by New York-based Hatchet Book Group after a walkout by staff and criticism from Allen's children, Dylan and Ronan Farrow. Allen has repeatedly denied accusations that he molested his adopted daughter, Dylan Farrow, back in 1992.
Tokyo Electric Power Company is to release radioactive wastewater off the coast of Japan slowly for the next 30 years. NHK said a plan has been drafted for the disposal of tritium-tainted water from the crippled Fukushima nuclear power plant. Report of the draft plan comes at a time when Japan is postponing the 2020 Summer Olympics after weeks of dispelling rumors that the event would be canceled due to the coronavirus pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.